We're tortured by loneliness and isolation, and that it manifests itself in two different ways. One is we can be very extemporaneous, very loud, very obnoxious, and still the same crying, pinging feeling of being completely alone and isolated. And the other is we shut down, don't talk to anybody, we just close off. And I remember when I first got to recovery, in terms of the only thing that I could probably recognize is that my life seemed like a roller coaster. I was either up or I was down. And then they said, well, you want to get in between. My ego looks at it and goes, well, that sounds pretty flat. Because the ego can't see balance. It can only see imbalance. And so the ego can only recognize itself. And it has a deep desire in its own element of like an entity. You almost have to consider it like an entity, as a source, a spirit, a being, a character, if you will. And it has a deep need to express itself anywhere it can. And the path of least resistance is where it will go. So it very rarely has the opportunity on a consistent basis to express itself in terms of, look at my car, look at my business, those all things that wear off. You need a new car, another business, another deal, another thing. But so what it ends up doing is it ends up expressing itself in a very negative way, and it's a reactive. And, you know, alcoholics and drug addicts are very thin-skinned people. But if you think about that, it's like a child. You know, if you go to a child and say, you know, Johnny, I want to talk to you about your behavior with other kids. Mm-hmm. They immediately say, I don't want to talk anymore. I got it. I don't want to do it. You think it's that they're overloading on emotions, but it's their little ego saying, don't stop me. And then the ego also tests. It has an amazing ability to test mechanisms all around its life. People, personalities, what are the boundaries? You know, think of a child. What are they always checking to see how much they can get away with?